Transformative moment. We were trying to set up a bunch of drafting tables and tables in the studio. The thing you said about the table reminded me of this. And we're sitting there, and we have boxes of comics everywhere, you know, from the studio. And we're trying to set up this drafting table, and it keeps wobbling. And you tighten the screws one way, and it wobbles. You tighten the screws the other way, it wobbles the other way. And finally, the boss just reaches over, grabs one of our comics, folds it in half, and just fucking jams it under the table. I'm like, Eric, this is like a $4 comic. He goes, no, it's just paper. That moment, I had this weird transformative moment. I was like, holy shit, it's just paper. Everything up there is just fucking paper and plastic. None of this matters. It's not just fucking paper and plastic. I'm not ruining your lives. Paper and plastic. What am I doing here? I didn't pay any money for this shit. I was just like, oh my God, nothing matters. It was like this weird nihilism just washed over me at that moment.
Yeah,
holy shit, that's so insane, right? Yeah, it's just a very weird moment. It's the moments that actually transform you. My parents don't know anything about any of this stuff. They would see my photos. The first time I ever got invited to a convention where they paid for the flight, my mother was absolutely shocked. She's like, they're going to fly you to Chicago to sign comic books? I'm like, yeah. Do they know that you're just gonna sign them? I'm like, oh. Yeah, that's what they do. Wow. How does that work? I'm like, I signed the book. People are happy to get it. Oh, that, I mean, that's very good, I think. I mean, I are they happy about it? Yes! They're happy for the thing, it's good. So for years, they would see the convention photos, they would see, you know, we would be going to fun places. Mom would ask me about specific restaurant meals we'd had, if I took a photo of it or whatever. But they'd never ever gone to a convention. They'd barely ever gone to a comic store in their lives. And this last year, between Horror Stories last year and this year, after I started working on the Avengers, we got incredible convention invitations like I've never had in my fucking life. And they invited us to Johannesburg, South Africa. And I was like, whew, yeah. After the convention, we get to go on this photo safari. We're gonna take photos of animals, and I'm gonna be there for 12 days on someone else's dime. I'm like, this is pretty good. And my dad, for the first time, he just jokes around. I told my parents, they were like, oh, we'd stow away in your luggage. And then next conversation, we'd stow away in your luggage. And I was like, what? Never heard them say that before. Then my dad, who never calls me, phones me out of the blue, and he goes, I've been talking to your mother. We've always wanted to go to Africa, but we just don't want to go by ourselves. And not the way the tours over there where I go, if we paid our way, could we come with you? Like, to a convention on the other side of the world? I haven't traveled with my parents since I was 17. I've never been on a plane with them before to a convention. I'll give you a sense of my mother's understanding of pop culture. My mother now watches movies, the Marvel movies, and other comic movies and pop culture movies because they're so huge. If they talk about them on the news excitedly, she's like, I guess we're not humans unless we go see Avatar. And they'll see shit they have no interest in seeing because they think that's like their ticket to being still part of society. So they'll go see shit and mom has no idea what's going on. They don't like fantasy, they don't like sci-fi, they don't like superheroes. They'll go see it. Dad likes stuff blowing up. Mom wants a romance, and that's it. And they go see these films, and then I'll ask my mom, what did you think of that? And she'll tell me the craziest shit ever. So the Fellowship of the Rings came out many years ago. That was the first one of these nerd films that everyone was talking about. And they go, I guess we have to go see Hobbits. And I was just like, you don't even care about this shit. But they went and saw Fellowship of the Rings. I said, what did you think of it? My mother goes, you know, it was really long. Never. Your father went to the washroom 4 times. I was like, okay. It was really loud. The films are so loud now, I can't even hear myself think sometimes. Anything else? She goes, the little man. I'm like, Frodo, the main character? She goes, yeah, the little man. They would always get really close with the camera and the thing. I was like, the ring, the one ring, the Lord of the fucking rings? And she would go, yeah, he had the dirtiest fingernails. run up to the screen with a little scrub brush and clean the little man's hands. I don't know how he could eat with those hands. It was fucking disgusting.
What?
Anything else? She goes, the forests were very pretty. Did you know they filmed that in New Zealand? That's my mom's review of The Lord of the Rings.